And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Corey Sandin. Rock Cod Rick's on his way to Sitka for our Kingfisher Charters great event here this year. Boy, do we have a great show for you today. It's East versus West. We have Brandon Nelson, our local guy with Lucky Bee Sport Fishing, and Max Despoto, he's a bluefin expert from the East Coast, going to be talking bluefin and more, so you stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
The best just got better. Shimano is proud to introduce the all-new Talica 20A and 25A reels. The Talica series is Shimano's flagship two-speed lever drag reel. It sits at the very pinnacle of the offshore world. The Shimano's Talica success is driven by its durability and spec attributes, allowing the series to differentiate from other lever drag reels within the market. The Talica is built around a cold forge machined aluminum one-piece frame. The all-new Talica 20A and 25A now boasts Infinity Drive. Infinity Drive employs two drag washers housed in the side of the reel, allowing for an ultra-smooth, powerful drag system while at the same time increasing winding power under a load as much as 40%. There's also a new lower low gear. If your utmost concern is performance without compromise, Talica 20A and 25A are the reels for you. Available now at your local Shimano dealer.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from point conception to Sankatine, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Hookup! All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And excited about today's show and learn a little bit from the East and learn a little bit from the West.
Learn a little bit about everything. And good morning, Brandon Nelson.
Good morning. How are we doing?
Great to have you in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here. And good morning, Max.
Good morning, guys.
Great to have you. Now, where are you, Max?
I'm in Rhode Island.
All right.
That's in Rhode Island.
Yeah. But that's like Bluefin headquarters, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm positioned really perfectly for Bluefin. I have a lot of different ways I can go and cover a lot of water from right where I am. And over the past couple of years, there's really nowhere better to be over here.
That's cool. Now, both of you are on the Shimano Pro staff, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And that's the tackle you guys use, right?
Every day.
All right. So let's start this side of the world and with you, Brandon. What tackle are you using when you go after big bluefin?
Big bluefin, primarily Talicas. Therese rods, Talica reels. We do a lot of kite fishing, sinker rig fishing. So Talica 50 and 25As are the main ones we'll be using.
Okay, 25As.
Yep.
And what size Power Pro are you fishing on that?
100 to 130.
130.
Yeah.
All right. And you're primarily kite fishing are you doing?
Or? With the 50s, definitely kite fishing, dead flyers, the imitation flyers, and then the 25s we use for heavy jigs or sinker rig fishing, whether it be early morning or evening or something like that.
All right. Very good. Max, what about you?
So there's a couple different ways we can go about this. For the jigging and casting part of it, I'm using mostly Stella and, you know, grappler rods, Osea plugging rods, GameTech J jigging rods. And then for our trolling and bait fishing, it's either Talica or Tiagra, depending on the size fish and size reel that I need. For under 50 size reels, I'm using the Talicas. And then for the 80 wides and 130s, that's where Tiagra comes in for me. And for rod-wise, it's Therese Blue Water across the board for the conventional rods.
Cool. Well, that sounds great. And now, your bluefin are a little bit bigger than ours out here, right?
Yeah, so we still do get those smaller ones, you know, down 200 pounds all the way down to 50 pounds. And those are really the ones that we like targeting on the jigging and casting gear. Not that we won't target giants over 500 pounds on spinning gear, but we do get a ton of, you know, 500 to 900-pound fish. That's almost been our most consistent fishery. That's been our most consistent fishery over the past 5 or so years are those really big ones.
Now, wait a minute. 5 to 900-pounder on a spinning reel? Are you kidding me?
So it's not always ideal. That's where Tiagra comes in. The 130s come in big time there. That's bait fishing, commercially bait fishing for them. But there's times where they're up on the surface chasing bait, and we'll throw poppers to them and or even drop jigs to them if we're marking them down the bottom. And last year, I could say the biggest that we landed on a spinning rod was 550 pounds.
Wow. On a 20,000 Stella?
Yes. That was a 30,000, actually. 30,000 Stella on a Osea Plugger Big Game 7-foot extra heavy.
And was that on, Max, was that on a popper?
That was on a jig, actually.
Okay, okay.
Well, we call it a jig. It's a soft plastic. It's a Ronzi soft plastic jig head. So we cast those and let it sink. So that's where the casting rod comes into play. Then we also let it sink down, and they usually eat it on the fall.
Incredible. Wow. Incredible.
That's crazy. Can you imagine tying into a 5 or 600-pound bluefin?
On a spinning rod? No.
Yeah. So, Max, you talk about jigging as a lot. Like, what percentage of your fish are jigging versus bait versus versus poppers and that kind of thing?
Yeah, if I had to break it down percentage-wise, it's kind of, so let's break it apart. If I'm bait fishing, commercial bait fishing, that's totally separate. That's targeting those giants. If we want to specifically talk about the jigging, casting, trolling for the sub-200-pound fish, say, that's what a lot of people target out here is those sub-200-pound fish because they can keep those recreationally, cut them up, eat them. Over 73 inches, we have to sell those. So if I were to talk about just those recreational fish, I would say 50% is jigging, 25% is casting, and then 25% is either trolling or chunking.
Wow, crazy. That's cool. And what's the variety of jigs that you're using? 50% on jigs, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. You're talking Tory's language.
I know, and bring it on.
Fish with you, yeah.
Yeah.
The jigs, my go-to jig is the Shimano Shimmerfall. That is so versatile that it has every size that I need. It goes up to 210 grams, and I'm never really jigging deeper than, say, 250 feet of water. Sometimes we do, but most of our fish are shallower than 200 feet. No. So for that amount of depth, that's a perfect size, and the shape of that jig and the action of it, the bluefin just can't resist here, and yellowfin.
And Max, I want to ask, so you're saying 250 feet at the deepest, but is that – like, actually, how deep is the water? Because I think you guys fish them relatively shallower than we do here.
Right, yeah, no, that's how deep I'm talking, like 250 feet to the bottom.
Okay.
And most of the time, I'd say shallower than the 200 feet. And a lot of our fish are glued right to the bottom. That's mainly where I'm jigging most of the time.
Okay.
Right on the bottom for these fish.
Incredible. Yeah. Wow.
That's different than what we do.
A lot of different deals.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But what about, I mean, here we've got a lot of rocks and edges and stuff like that, and you're going to get broken up. You guys don't have that up back there?
No. Once we get out past, definitely past 90 feet, 100 feet, it's basically just soft bottom for us. Huh. There's a couple exceptions, but that's basically just soft bottom and slow contour changes all the way until we get to the edge of the shelf.
Interesting.
Yeah, way different. Way different because, I mean, we couldn't get away with probably the lighter gear, you know, the spinning that you're utilizing there because, I mean, Brandon.
Our fish are going to go straight down. Yeah.
Right? I mean, you'd be looking at a 500-foot run straight down, right?
Yeah, oh yeah. We're fishing, I mean, 2,000 to 4,000 feet of water. The fish can go down rather than out, so our options are limited.
A lot different, yeah. So now you spent, Brandon, you spent part of your life back in the Keys, right?
I do.
And, of course, that's still East Coast, like Max, but it's a very different bottom there, right?
Yes, very different from here and from where Max is.
Because you have reefs there.
We have coral reef and hard bottom and rocks and all kinds of stuff for fish to get into. So.
Yeah. And what kind of fishing do you do down there?
We do all kinds of fishing down there. So we do the reef for snapper, grouper. We do the offshore stuff for blackfin tuna, wahoo, mahi, a little bit of sword fishing. And then we do the inshore stuff for permit and tarpon, just everything that the Keys has to offer.
Quite a variety.
Very.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
And what's your methodology? Jigging, casting, popping?
We do a lot of just the traditional, like, live bait fishing and then chunking and stuff like that. We do a little bit of lure fishing, but mainly utilizing live bait.
Live bait.
Yeah.
Do you have to catch your own?
We do catch our own. You can buy it, certain kinds of baits during certain times of year, but we do try to catch our own.
Yeah.
And Brandon has such a unique deal because he'll spend the full season here.
Yep.
Which, I mean, you can target between, what, June and...
June to October, pretty much.
June, October. And then the opposite months, you're living it up and fishing...
In Key West, yep.
And that's the season down there.
Pretty much, yeah. That's the... Trying to get the best of both worlds is the game plan, or what the ideology has been.
And you'll offer charters on the East Coast, as you did here.
Yep, we are full-service East Coast, West Coast charter operation.
That's incredible.
Lucky Bee Sport Fishing, both sides of the coast.
Yes, sir. Key West and San Diego.
That's pretty cool. And you were out yesterday here locally, right?
We did fish yesterday.
And you're fishing for bluefin?
We fished kind of the local banks. We kind of stuck to, I don't know, sub 40 miles looking for whatever we could find locally, whether it be small tuna, bonita, or kelp patty yellowtails, really what I've been trying to narrow down on. And we found quite a few kelps with yellows, but for whatever reason, they didn't want to bite yesterday.
So. You said maybe they're spawning or...
I think they're pre-spawn, so they're kind of getting ready. So.
Wait for the moon and then maybe they'll bite.
Something, yeah.
But you said they're biggins.
I saw some big fish, some spawners, 30, 35 pounders for sure.
That's nice. Yeah. Jumbos.
Yeah.
And there's been some bluefin around, too.
There has been. It's been moving around a lot, bouncing between kind of up north and down here. But it's down here right now. It's like 60, 70 miles from the point, and it's around. It's biting a little bit for the guys putting the time in with the kite and the late afternoon type of deal, and then the sport boats are getting some nighttime opportunity.
Yeah.
But it's overall, it's been inconsistent.
Yeah. And you're running what boat now?
I have a 2025 36-foot yellowfin that just came from the factory last year and rigged how I wanted it, so it's been a
triples?
Lot of fun. Triple 300 Mercury V8s.
And wow.
Yeah,
so and what's your cruise?
We go anywhere we want, pretty much 40 miles an hour.
Anywhere.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah.
And Max, what kind of boat are you running?
I'm running the Stevie. It's a 29 Stevie with twin 300 Suzukis on it.
Wow. Wow.
And so, Max, you'll run charters back there, Rhode Island also?
Yep, that's my main thing. It's split, you know, during charter season when those recreational-sized bluefin are around. That's our main summer months, June, July, August, September. And then later in the year, I more switch to the commercial bluefin fishing when the giants are around more. The weather becomes less inconsistent for charters, so I switch over there for the commercial bluefin. But, yes, definitely charter fishing during the summer.
Interesting. And what kind of bite catch? Like here, like Brandon was talking about, we'll catch yellowtail or, like, you know, we'll get yellowfin sometimes later in the fall. And what are your secondary catches back there?
So if I'm offshore, mahi-mahi, white marlin, if I'm offshore but not at the continental shelf yet, so our shelf is the closest I can get to it is 100 miles.
Right.
And that's where we get all the cool stuff, the swordfish, the blue marlin, wahoo, big eye tuna, yellowfin tuna. And then where the bluefin are mostly is, say, less than 60 miles from me on that 200 feet and less. And then that's where we'll see mahi-mahi will come in, yellowfin tuna will come in the later summer months. Some white marlin will definitely trickle in there. We get a good white marlin by August and September. And then the inshore fishing, that's striped bass, blackfish, loop, stuff like that.
Talking more of my speed right there, yeah. Man. A little striper action.
Yeah, sounds
and,
fun.
And so that is that out on the Gulf Stream that you're catching those offshore fish?
Yes. Once we get to our shelf where the canyons are, that's where eddies from the Gulf Stream spin off and hit the shelf there. And that's where you never know what you're going to hook into fishing there. You have most of that fishing there is trolling, where we get some topwater opportunities, but most of it is trolling there. And when a rod goes down, you really have no idea what it's going to be. It could be one of 10 species, and all of them are cooler than the next.
Oh, really? Wow. So what would the can you list kind of some of those species?
Yeah, so the main one would be a big eye tuna. That's, like, the number one goal when you go out there. And then swordfish, yellowfin tuna, wahoo, a blue marlin, a white marlin, mahi-mahi. You could drop to the bottom for tilefish there, daytime deep drop for swordfish. It's all sorts of things there.
Wow,
it's
incredible.
Awesome. Pretty amazing. Fishery, yeah.
Different type of fishery than what we have here. But you have to run 100 miles to get there, right?
Exactly, at the closest. Yeah, sometimes it's up to 150 miles.
Holy so. Mackerel.
That's a run.
That's a big run. And you'll do that in a day?
Yeah, but in that CV, I could run kind of the same speed as Brandon, upper 30 miles per hour, low 40 miles per hour, if the weather permitting, of course, and just get out there in 3 or 4 hours, leave in the middle of the night or the night before even, and then fish full day and come back.
What is your weather like in the summer, in those months that you're fishing charter, June, July, August, September? What is it like?
Those are most consistent months, definitely. If we get, so to run 100 plus miles offshore, I say if we get 2 days a week to do that, we're lucky. But to run the 50 and less miles a day, we might get 4 or 5 days a week to do that on a good week.
Sounds like about what we have.
So yeah, I might get blown out 2 or 3 days a week on average for those closer trips.
Yeah. Well, I know our friend Dave Pfeiffer, president of Shimano, lives down in South Carolina. Yeah. It seems like their weather's way more inconsistent than what you have in the summer months, huh?
Yeah, I don't know. I've never been down there in the summer, but I know during the winter it's definitely inconsistent there, absolutely. Same thing with, I'm sure, Brandon sees in the Keys.
Yep.
Yeah,
in the winter.
Yeah, what is the weather like in the Keys? Like summertime's pretty flat.
Flat, more, you get more like summer storms, yeah. The winter times can get periods of wind. So a week to 2 weeks of just kind of 15 to 25 knots of wind.
Okay. Is it a north wind? I mean, what direction is it?
It depends. In the winter time, it's primarily out of the north. But if you get anything less than 20 knots out of the north in the winter time, it's pretty nice weather. But we do get days, like 2-3 days stretches where it'll be flat calm. In the winter in the Keys,
right.
And that's when the fishing and everything is happening.
That's like those everything nights. Comes together.
Yeah, the ocean comes to life on those calm days.
Wow. Do you ever fish in the winter, Max?
If I do fish, not up here really. And the only fishing up here from December to March is ice fishing. I guess technically you could go cod fishing out here, but it's freezing and.
Yeah.
Pretty miserable, but no, if I fish during the winter, I'm traveling south.
Gotcha. Yeah. How can people that are jigging, of course, for bluefin, especially on the sport boats at night here, has become the thing, especially this year. It's like,
yeah.
You want to catch a big bluefin. It's
the only way.
Most of that's what's happening. Do you guys do any nighttime jigging?
In the canyons, off in the shelf for the yellowfin and big eye, sometimes, yes, but most of it is all daytime here for the bluefin. Specifically talking about bluefin here, it's 99% daytime fishery.
Nice. That's interesting. I wonder if it's because our depth here, Brandon. I mean, like you said, we could be in 1,500, 2,000 feet of water, but that deep scattered layer where all the life and the bait and the krill and... It'll be a 40 fathom, but maybe come up to 30 or whatever. And
at night, yeah.
I
don't know. Something.
It's just a crazy, deep scattered layer where the bluefin will go down and eat the squid. And
definitely plays a huge factor.
I can't get over the decades that we were running over that stuff during the day.
I was just going to say, for decades, it was just not a nighttime fishery. And now it's a total nighttime fishery,
yeah,
right?
Completely.
Like, completely.
Because they were there. I mean, 100%. Oh, they ran right over it, like you said.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Max, what can people out here on the West take from your jigging expertise in the East? Any hints that people can improve their daytime jigging here?
Yes, I don't know what you guys are doing for setups there, but one thing that I see people here doing, and I don't want to call it wrong, but one huge advantage that they gain when they learn it is just doing longer leaders. Is I see a lot of guys taking what they know from inshore fishing, using, say, 5 to 10 foot leaders, and they're getting some bites, but not nearly as many as I usually run a 25 to 30 foot leader, sometimes even a little longer than 30 feet. And that just improves your bite ratio so much because you're working that jig vertically through the water so that your braid is going to be by those fish before your jig is. So by adding that extra 30 feet to it, I think it gives you a lot better chance to get a bite. That's just one thing I see here. I'm not sure what you guys normally do for rigging.
Yeah, short top shots here, it seems like. Yeah, a lot of times. But right, Brandon?
And there's some that run a longer leader.
Yeah, some guys put a wind on in front of the jig.
Yeah, maybe 25 feet.
But I'm wondering, Max.
And that's all fluorocarbon.
It's all fluorocarbon. Okay.
But I'm wondering, too, if that longer leader like you're describing, Max, actually cushions and helps when you're working a jig semi-aggressively. Like, it's semi-cushioning, but yet allowing the lure to dance, you know?
Possibly, definitely, yeah. So we're jigging mostly on either a small Talica 16 size or 20 size, or Stella's that 14 to or 10 to 20,000 sizes. So that's all braid on our reel, and then just that 30-foot fluorocarbon leader on the top.
And you think
it definitely helps a little bit of a cushion.
It helps. It gives some action, more action to the lure than just going straight to the braid.
Yeah, and abrasion resistance. Abrasion resistance, they can't see it as well. And the biggest thing I would say is abrasion resistance, because if one of our fish gets tail wrapped in the braid, that's going to rub through the braid fairly easily compared to fluorocarbon.
Wow. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for the year. I'm already learning a ton, and I know you are too, Corey. A lot to talk about here on Let's Talk Hookup East versus West here, bluefin tuna fishing with Max and Brandon.
I agree with you, Pete. There's a lot to learn and discuss, and Brandon, super cool guy, works locally on the Lucky Bee and take you anywhere you want, whether it's offshore kite.
Anything you want.
Kite fishing, islands.
Islands, coastline, San Clemente Island, we do it all.
Or whether it's Max back there in Rhode Island, somebody from here might just want to go on a vacation back there and
sounds
try it
pretty
out.
Good to me.
Right? Yeah. Let's go do it, man. We'll go visit
Come
Max.
Come on over.
Yeah. Right, exactly. But we have a fun 2 hours ahead of us having these two gentlemen in here. And we're giving away a really cool package. It's a handful of Shimano lures.
Including the Shimmerfall that Max was talking about.
Right.
A couple
jigs in there and a couple big stick baits, man.
Yeah,
those things.
The current sniper. It's a good set, Colt Sniper. Current Sniper
yeah.
stick bait.
It's all right.
Current,
hey.
Current Sniper jigs, too. And a Shimano hat.
I think all of us know it as a Colt Sniper.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Seems that way.
But legally, it's a current sniper.
Correct.
Yeah, there it is. All right. Hey, we're going to be right back. We got these two gentlemen with us. You want to give us a call, 833-288-0973. We've got 2 hours. Is it Jeff this morning, Pete?
Jeff is
okay,
on the line.
Okay, Jeff's waiting for your call, 833-288-0973. Or you can send us a text via the app. Make sure you do leave your name and telephone number. Because Brandon's going to be flipping the prize coin at the end of the show. There's the coin. And we're going to decide whether that package is going to a texter or a caller. We're going to be right back, not only on 97.3 The Fan, but on YouTube and Facebook Live and at Let's Talk Hookup app.
Do you know why a million customers visited Summit Gasoline last year at the San Diego Sports Arena? Because they give you the lowest price on fuel, great service, and easy access, even for trucks and trailers at their 24 pumps. Summit is known for the best price on ice, too. Almost half the cost of any other vendor. 25 pounds for just $3.99. Martha and her crew love fishermen, and they'll prove it by giving you 100 pounds free.
free with a 35-gallon fill-up. Summit offers over 40 snacks and drinks to choose from for only 89 cents. And even a line of hand creams and lip balms for 89 cents, too. Summit now proudly offers locally made burritos and sandwiches, made fresh daily and ready to go wherever the current takes you. Summit just upgraded their car wash. And for a limited time, get a deluxe car wash for only $6. Grab the wife's car, grab a cheap sandwich, and make up for the day on the water. Summit Gasoline. Lowest prices, friendliest staff, easy access, and free ice. What more can you ask for?
Filet knives shouldn't be disposable. Introducing APCO Filet Knives that are built to last. Designed in collaboration with Boker Germany, APCO Knives feature 4116 German stainless steel, bonded with titanium nitride to ensure optimum corrosion resistance and exceptional edge retention. A non-slip TPR handle maintains a firm grip when processing game fish. Filet knives from APCO. Any fish, any water.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open parties, schedule check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
It's employee pricing, and it's happening now at your San Diego County Ford dealers. That's right, employee pricing across a full lineup for trucks and SUVs. A lineup featuring California's number one truck brand and Ford F-Series, America's all-time best-selling SUV and Ford Explorer, the iconic Ford Bronco, and more. No automaker employs more hourly workers or assembles more vehicles here in America than Ford Motor Company. And that's a commitment your San Diego County Ford dealers share by offering employee pricing to you. It's only for a limited time. Exclusions apply. Hurry to your local San Diego County Ford dealer today.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and stoked to have Brandon Nelson in here from Lucky Bee,
yeah,
Sport Fishing, and have Max on the line. And
Max, what's the name of your charter business?
East Coast Charters Rhode Island, or East Coast Charters RI.
East okay. Coast, and do you have a website?
Yep, eastcoastchartersri.com.
That's simple enough. I mean, perfect. If anybody's listening and wants to dig in a little bit deeper, they can do so.
Yeah, and is that how they book a charter, too, on your website?
Yeah, yep, they could reach out. They could find the email to contact there or my cell number. They could email, text, call, whatever the easiest way for them is.
What's your cell phone number?
203-528-5520.
All right, and luckybsportfishing.com?
Yes, sir.
Okay, lucky and the letter B,
yep.
sportfishing.com. And is that how they book charters?
Yep, same way. Online, fill out the little form, send us an email or a call or text, and we'll get back to you when we get off the water.
Wow, very good. Yep. Yeah, we are. Because that's the idea, is being on the water every day, right?
That's the goal.
And you're, you know, when the fish are biting, you're out 5 days a week?
Yeah, and when the fish are biting and the fishing's good, we're 5 to 6 days a week.
And what about you, Max?
Yes, if the weather allows, it's 5, 6, if we get a week straight of weather, which we never really get, it would be 7 due to all the reschedules when the weather is bad. But, yeah, I would say on average 4 to 6 days a week.
Nice. Yep. Nice. Yeah, that's great. Well, phones are packing up. They want to talk. We got a lot of texts that guys want to have questions for you. So let's jump into the phones.
Let's do that, Pete. How about John? John calling from Colorado Springs. Good morning, John. Appreciate you joining us on Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Corey. Good morning, Pete. Good morning, Max, and good morning, Brandon.
Morning.
I'm from Dallas. You guys called me yesterday, but I was from Dallas, Texas. But anyways, my question to Max and Brandon is, can you guys use a standby carpenter? I could carry a screw gun and a tape measure.
Oh, you want to go fishing for free? Is that the idea? I'll fish for work.
Correct. Correct.
Gotcha. Probably not.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Not in today's
day
and age.
Happy Father's Day to you guys.
Yeah.
Happy Father's Day.
Hey, oh, yeah. Yeah. Happy Father's Day. Hey, yeah. Thanks a lot for the call. Appreciate that very much. You know, It is Father's Day, and happy Father's Day to all everybody. The dads out there.
Yes.
Happy Father's Day to you,
thank
Corey.
You,
I know you're soon to be father, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
soon
happy
to
Father's Day to you, expecting in September.
Yep.
Wow, exciting.
Very.
And Max, what about you? Are you a dad?
No, nope, I'm only 24, and I don't even want to think about that right now.
Yeah, good for you.
Good man.
Well, I'm almost 70, and I'm not a father, so
right.
How about that? But anyway, of course, all of us probably have dads that got us into fishing. I know I did. My
Absolutely.
Dad, who's not passed away way too early at 52, got me into fishing with boats and everything like that, and I owe all my fishing. I know Ricky's dad was a big part of the show and got him into fishing, and I don't know about you guys.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yep.
My dad got me into it for sure. Fishing Lake Casitas, actually. We'd camp for a couple weeks at a time and fishing largemouth bass.
That's awesome.
That's
cool.
And I know your dad got
you my
fishing.
Dad.
Yeah, I know your dad very well.
He inflicted me early, and it's been the same road ever since. So.
Yeah. What about you, Max?
Yeah, my dad and my grandpa both started the path, whether it's, started fishing freshwater and then saltwater inshore and then just slowly built the way up. But, yeah, without them, definitely.
That's
cool. Got to give credit to them.
Yeah. So happy Father's Day to all the dads out there.
And Rick's story is really cool, Pete. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but the Kingfisher trip he's going on is one that him and his dad did many times.
With us together. This is our 30th or 31st annual
Incredible.
Kingfisher Charters trip up with Seth Bone and his crew up there. And Rick's dad, and I went every other year, and Rick and his dad have been every year, I think, except for one in those 30 years.
So the trip he's on is kind of a celebratory?
They always celebrate the Godfather is Rick's dad up there. So, yeah, and that's why we kind of have it always on over Father's Day.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Super neat. I hope someday Rick gets to take his two boys.
Oh, you know that's
going
to happen, right?
Yeah.
There's no question
sooner
about
than
that.
Later. Yeah.
That's going to happen very soon, like Brandon says, for sure. Well, hey, let's talk to Mr. Mike Lum right now with Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys. Listening to all the talk about Father's Day, it made me think of a couple of things. With the Friends of Rollo and the Captain Rollo Kids at Sea program, we've taken over 150,000 kids on their first ocean fishing trip. And I was reading a statistic not long ago that said that 80% of all anglers started fishing before they were the age of 12.
Wow.
Think about that.
Wow.
80% of us that fish started before we were 12. So obviously the dads and the grandparents and the organizations that take kids out fishing when they're young, that's where the future comes from. So it's really important that we keep this ball rolling as long as we can. So happy Father's Day to everyone.
Yeah, happy Father's Day to you, too. And we have a big event coming up 1 week from today. Maybe some of the guys that Max knows, too, from the East Coast, right?
Oh. Absolutely. We have the Wicked Tuna guys coming back out to help us with Tuna Wars. This is Tuna Wars 10. Hard to believe we've actually been doing this that long, but a lot of money has been raised over these years thanks to those guys being willing to come out from the East Coast and fish with us out here and help us raise money at the Captain's Reception. And that Captain's Reception this year is next Sunday, 1 week from today, and it'll be get kicked off about 4 o'clock on Sunday afternoon there at Dale Landing. There's no cost to attend. Anybody that wants to come over and get an autograph or photograph with the Wicked Tuna guys, or just visit with a bunch of local fishermen and have a great time. We have a lot of things planned. Got some great raffle, live and silent auction items. We've got Bill Batson coming down from Batson Enterprises, and he always brings with him some of the most amazing custom fishing rods, and those will be live auctioned off. And there'll just be a lot of cool prizes and I think anybody that comes out or has been there in the past knows it's just a relaxing, fun, get a lot of laughs, and we'll have some good food there. It costs nothing to attend. You don't have to buy a ticket. We do ask a $30 donation for a wristband if you want to eat and drink, but you're not obligated to do that at all. You're welcome to just come over and enjoy the evening if you'd like. And hopefully you'll come over and find find some raffle items that you can't resist. And Costa is sponsoring this event this year. We're going to have a nice incentive. If you buy some raffle tickets, you're going to get a pair of Costa glasses. And wow. Be a number of other fun things going on that evening. But it's a big part of Tuna Wars is the captain's reception, because the boats that will leave on Monday evening are sold out. We'll be fishing this year on the Tomahawk and on the Liberty, and those trips have been sold out now for a while. But the public that's not actually going on those fishing trips really makes us a successful event by coming out to the captain's reception and helping us raise money.
And there's some super cool raffle prizes. So I know you go every year, right?
Yeah, I love it. And I can't – Mike, $30 and
for the food.
For the wristband, for adult beverages.
Is Jeff from Sushi on a Roll going to be there?
Yes, Jeff is going to be there, Pete.
And, you could eat $30 in the sushi.
Mike, I can't go south. I cannot go south of the border and eat for $30 with a beverage.
You know, anymore, I'm not sure you can stop at a local fast food place for $30. It doesn't seem like. But Jeff from Sushi on a Roll will be there, and will be serving up some wonderful sushi and whatnot. But he has also made a giant donation to us, and I just got the Tim Baker told me just the other day what the details were, and I believe what it is he's going to allow us to auction off a private group of for 10, and he's gonna go to your place of business, go to your home, go to whatever, and you're going to have Jeff and all of his famous sushi at your disposal if you win this.
Wow.
And who wouldn't want to throw a party at their house and have Jeff himself there serving up the sushi?
Oh, yeah. So there'll be beer and wine there and also soft drinks and water and such like that. What other food is going to be there?
You know, I don't have the current list. Tim has been working on that. You know what? Captain Dan's
Pizza. Captain Dan. I was wondering if Captain Dan's Pizza is the best pizza around. Yeah, Captain Dan's going to be cooking pizzas up. Fantastic.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and
there's no shortage. There's no shortage of food or beverage at this thing.
And it's super fun, too. And we're going to have Captain Dave Marciano and his wife Nancy, plus Captain Bob Cook from Wicked Tuna and their operations here. On the show next Sunday, 7 to 9 a.m. next Sunday.
Yes.
Rick will be back from Sitka that day, and we'll be having them before the event. And, Max, by chance, do you ever run into those guys?
Yeah, if I'm fishing more towards the Cape Cod area, definitely. I'll see their boats out on the water all the time. Depending on it. Sometimes they'll shoot down south here every once in a while, but more if I go up north towards Cape Cod, I'll definitely see them out on the water. Absolutely.
I know Bob Cook's a super cool guy, super nice guy, and really
he really is.
Yeah.
And I can't thank him and the other captains. You know, Paul Hebert actually was the first ten years ago, and he's the one that got Dave involved. And I'll tell you what, I can't even fathom how many hours these guys have donated to us to come out and make this possible, and it's just been a huge success to the Captain Rollo Kids at Sea program. We just can't thank them enough, and of course all the volunteers that help us put this together, and then of course all the public that comes out and makes it happen. But
and it's all about taking kids fishing. This event is totally for a fundraiser to allow us to take more kids fishing, and what a better event
absolutely is. And if you'll go to rollokids.org, you can get the information right there on all of this. It's easy to get. Also, we are now in the process of selling our annual Reel a Week tickets. We've kicked that off, and we're in the process of selling those. That information is also on the website. You can also call Tim at 951-264-7382 and just tell him you want to get some tickets, and he'll get you set up. That's $25 to enter, and then you're in all the drawings for all the reels that we're giving away, and they're all top of the line reels. They're listed on the website if you want to go check that out. We'll also have those available at the reception next Sunday.
All right, next Sunday, 4 o'clock, Dana Landing in Mission Bay, right there, Dana Landing in Mission Bay. It's free. Just come on out starting at 4 o'clock, and you'll be able to meet Captain Dave Marciano and Nancy, plus Captain Bob Cook, and a host of, I'll be there, and a lot of people. You going to be able to make it?
Absolutely. All right. $30 for all you
come
can
on.
Eat and drink.
Yeah.
Come on.
Bring it.
Not going to miss that one.
There'll be a lot of people there. It's a great event. And, of course, Steve Pinard will be there hosting it. It's a great event. Next Sunday, 4 o'clock, the Captain's Reception, Captain Rollo Kids at Sea. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
Okay, guys. See you then.
Have a great day. All right. Hey, I have great text here to get us started here. And if you want to get through on the phones, we do have two lines open on the phones. It's 833-288-0973. And this is from Wayne in Carlsbad. He says, good morning. Question for both Max and Brandon. What knots or connections do you use for fluorocarbon leaders to your braid or your wind-on? Let's start with you, Brandon. What are you using?
For connection knots, like anything less than 60 or 80 pound, I'm just doing an RP knot.
Okay.
Yeah, that's tried and true. It cinches down real nice and it holds perfectly. And then anything 80 or up, I'm using a wind-on connection.
Okay, so, and what's your, like a loop-to-loop?
Loop-to-loop, yeah.
Whatever, like a bimini twist and a loop-to-loop connection or something like that?
Whatever Darren's doing in the shops, I think it's usually it's not a bimini. It's only a bimini if it's solid braid. He does all the hollow connections.
Oh, hollow connections.
Yeah, so everything's nice and streamlined
using
and tight.
Hollow ace.
Yes.
And how cool is that to have the boys at Fisherman's Landing, like, take care of all your stuff?
Yeah, those guys are the man.
Personal Ricky guy.
Yeah, Darren's my man. He takes care of us for everything, and it's top-notch. I mean, when you leave the shop for those guys to go fishing, you're set.
About you, Max?
For braid to fluorocarbon, I'd say most of the time, specifically when talking bluefin, is an FG knot. That's the strongest, slimmest connection to go through the guides that I have the most confidence is the FG knot.
Yeah, and that's...
I'll use that all the way up to, if we're jigging heavy stuff, 180-pound fluoro, I'll still trust it to do that.
Wow. That's pretty incredible.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. We got some pretty big news yesterday one day. We had Dale from Seaguar on, and they're now going to put Seaguar Goal they're going to introduce it at ICAST in July, up to 200 pound.
That's
starting
incredible.
In the fall.
That gold is good stuff.
The gold.
Absolutely.
That stuff has really become, like, in the inshore even, it's become my life. Like from largemouth bass, freshwater to inshore, it's all I use. Yeah. It's a little more expensive, but it is. It's everything.
Yeah.
So you're not doing any wind-on, loop-to-loop type connections, Max?
For my jigging and casting, not necessarily, no. I'd say a lot of the people out here do that. It's probably 50-50 guys that use an FG knot and guys that use wind-ons for that. It's just personal preference. I started using wind-ons when I first started and gained confidence in that. I mean, FG knots when I first started and gained confidence in that. And some guys have all the confidence in the world in wind-on. So not one is right or wrong, but FG knot is just what I prefer.
Everybody swears by the FG knot. It's just I've never taken the time to learn.
Me neither.
For sure.
Oh, that's all good stuff. Max, hang tight. We're going to take a quick break. And when we do come back, we're going to be taking your calls, texts, and we've got fish reports coming up, too. So we're going to be right back with Brandon Nelson and Max on the East Coast when we return on not only the Let's Talk Hookup app, but the YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
45 years. That's how long we've been right here on Mission Bay, helping friends and family like you discover the joy of sailing, kayaking, and everything life on the water has to offer. I'm Logan from Bassline Kayaks, and if you ask Ron and Debbie Wayne whether 45 years feels like a long time, they'll tell you time flies when you're having fun. You see, the Lanes have followed their passion for a life on the water, and they've made a living inviting others along for the ride. Over the years, the shop has grown and changed, and so have the employees and products inside. From selling catamarans in the 1970s as newlyweds, living in a VW bus in the store parking lot, to being the destination Hobie fishing kayak store they are today, working with their two sons and daughter. You might be looking for a new way to enjoy time on the water with your family, or maybe you're looking for a new way to stay active, enjoy nature, explore, and catch a spotted bay bass. Whatever your goals, come visit us in Dana Landing on Mission Bay and we'll get you geared up and ready to enjoy life on the water.
One rod has set the standard for serious saltwater anglers worldwide, and that's CalStar. From the rugged dependability of the West Coast series, the lightweight strength of the Graphiter, or the performance of the GG series, all CalStar rods are handmade right here in Southern California of the finest materials and craftsmanship. Check out the new CalStar models now available, as well as upgrades to the classic rods that you know and love. If you want your tackle to be state-of-the-art tools to get the job done right, it's CalStar at fine tackle dealers.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at Royal Star Sport Fishing. Or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
For local or long-range fishing, we have you covered. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Being a part of the San Diego Sport Fishing Landing gives us a distinct advantage when it comes to getting you on the latest and hottest tackle for your trip. Our expert staff knows exactly what you need for your long-range or local trip, and we will not sell you something you don't need. We carry a huge inventory of the right tackle. So visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And learning so much today, Pete. It's much fun. We're giving away a $250 roughly $250 Shimano package of Shimano stuff, man.
Yeah,
super. Jigs and, and a current sniper. And
thanks to Max Despoto with East Coast Rhode Island ReeseCoastRI.com. That's his charter business, so how you can book that. And then, of course, Brandon Nelson here with Lucky B Sport Fishing, our local man here on the West Coast, East versus West, learning a lot of different techniques that we can probably learn a lot from Max and from Brandon here to utilize our improve our jigging and our fishing for bluefin much, much better. But if you want to get through, one line open at 833-288-0973. Jeff at the Fan is standing by. And time for the catchboard, Corey.
It is. And sponsored by Gamakatsu. And if you'd like to fish for tuna, and if you're not using Gamakatsu hooks, you're missing the bites. And the Nautilus circle hook comes in sizes as small as a number 4 and all the way up to a 6-aught. And for the big fish, a Nautilus HD is tough enough, but not oversized, and both come in a ring or no ring. You can see your local dealer, or you can check Gamakatsu.com, and we'll jump right into it.
Yeah, well, speaking of Gamakatsu, there was a lot of questions after, I believe it was last week or the week before, you were talking about that Gamakatsu, what hook you're using for your weedless.
Oh, yeah, so that's the 5-inch weedless, which I'll fish everything from El Salto to the surf. To calico bass, it's a 5-inch, and that is on a 7-aught Gamakatsu, a super line, I think swim bait hook they call it.
Yeah,
comes in a 1/8 of an ounce and 3/8. I go heavier, 3/8.
Okay,
fish is much heavier than the labeled 3/8 of an ounce.
Okay,
and the coolest thing I ever saw, Rick Carr showed me the double down spring lock hooks. They are money.
That's new, something new.
Go to your shop, pick them up. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the other one I can't live without is the braid scissors. The ceramic.
The ceramic braid scissors.
Have a pair of those?
I know.
You need a pair.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they have a serrated edge so that the braid doesn't slip.
They don't rust.
They don't rust. Thank you,
ceramic. That's huge.
Yeah.
I think Rick has them in the shop.
Hey, Captain Brian Willie's on the line from Dana War Sportfish. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, what's up, guys? Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Father's Day to all the dads out there.
Happy Father's Day, Brian.
Well, for us this week, man, this water temperature's just kind of fluctuated a little bit from day to day. You know, we've been in the 60s for sure, but it's been like kind of low to mid to, you know, over 66, 67. So that's kind of just been a little kind of in flux. But I will tell you that the bass fishing has continued to be good for our half day guys. That calico bass has been all over the live bait offerings, fly line, skidding bites, sinker setups, rubber lures, hard jerk baits. Like the whole program has been getting bites, which is good to see as that fish is kind of getting active there with the spawn. So that's been good. The halibut have been in play here too. It's been kind of a nice addition to some of our local half day stuff. It seems like there's a fish or two every trip, and this halibut has ranged in size from like 5-6 pounds, you know, kind of just a legal fish to pushing 25, 30 pounds. So it's been a nice mix of that halibut. And this has kind of been over the last couple of weeks. These things have been definitely on the radar for those guys on the half-day run. Baits obviously at or near the bottom, reverse dropper loops, or the heavier rubber lures fish, or the rubber lures fish with the heavier lead head, 1.5 ounce, 2 ounce, something slow rolled across the bottom has been getting the bites for those guys. 3 quarter-day trips this last week, they did mix it up a little bit. Some bass action on some days down in the kelp there below San Onofre through, like, barn kelp, yellowtail kelp down there. And they've been out on the 14-mile bank. You know, that 14-mile bank has still been really good. It's hard to get away from that stuff with the bass fishing just being a little finicky from day to day. So that 80 to 100-fathom zone out there has been amazingly good for the bait anglers and the jig guys. Just solid quality and plenty of that fish to go around there. But, again, it's kind of been a day-to-day thing, so it's hard for us to get that kind of the scope of the trip out there to our anglers. So my advice is call the office, check the passenger loads, ask what we're going to be running on those 3 quarter-days, because it's really kind of a freelance approach. One day it might be on the bank, the other day it might be on the beach. So it's kind of hard to plan for that unless you call and kind of get a heads-up for the next day. And then the Fury's been having some really good fishing on their overnight stuff at San Clemente Island. On the anchor in the mornings in the squid zones, they've had some sea bass shots. Yesterday they had 5 sea bass on their morning. That fish went from like 12 to 25, 30 pounds. And then that yellowtail obviously in play there as well. They had 5 of those yellows for their morning, kind of mixing with that sea bass. And the rest of their days over there, it's been kind of a mix of rockfish, whitefish, along the kelp there for some bass, bonita, barracuda, and a little bit of that action as well. So good, just good mix of stuff going on for us as this water's kind of, like I said, been kind of the key player here. So looking forward to another great week. If you guys want to hop on a trip, give the landing a call. Always a good idea. 949-496-5794. Or you can hit us on the web as well at danawharf.com. But, again, call the office and kind of get an idea of what the boat's going to be doing so you can bring the right tackle and kind of plan ahead from there.
All right. Very good. Captain Brian Woolley, Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Appreciate that report. And we'll talk to you next Sunday.
Sounds good, guys. Thanks for the time. See ya.
All right. Thank you. Hey, phones are packing up. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones, Corey.
Okay, how about...
Lots of texts.
I know, a lot coming
through. Keep them coming on Father's Day here.
Right? We got giving away a cool $250 super package from Shimano.
Yeah.
Baja Ben, how about talking to Baja Ben? Appreciate you calling. Happy Father's Day, and welcome to Let's Talk Cook It.
Morning, guys. How's it going?
Great.
Awesome to have someone from the East Coast on. I've been out to Rhode Island because my lady lives out there, and I'd like to know, like, a little bit more about the boat and how many people you take. And a little bit more about that, you know, perfect time of year for that 200 grade kind of fish, you know, it'll give me something to do when I'm over there with the in-laws, you know.
Sweet.
Perfect.
Hey, good to hear from someone who comes out here. I would say the best time of year for that size bluefin is going to be July through September, even into October. That's when the fish are here and the weather is the most consistent. So you need the two of them. You got to have the fish here. And then you got to have good weather. We have them here still in November and December, but the weather windows just get few and far between. I recommend on the website, it says 4-person maximum. That's kind of the balance of, I understand guys want to split the cost of the trip between them, so more guys, the better for that. But then if you add more than 4 guys, it really becomes cluttered and not as good of a fishing experience. So I try to cap it at 4 if some people want to go out with only 2 or 3, that's even better, but, you know, up to 4 really is the maximum.
All right. And do you have some of those prime dates available this year, Max?
Yep. June is basically taken. There's maybe some left in the end of July, but now if you're looking to book, it's going to be more looking at August and September. There should be dates left. There's some dates left.
Well, we do appreciate you taking a day off today for us. Thank you for that.
Of course.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. You know, I have a question. We're talking about hooks. What kind of – how are you rigging your jigging, your casting lures and such like that? What's the hook situation there?
Yeah, so say that they'll take the shimmer fall, for example. I like the terminal tackle on that. If there's some bigger fish around, I may swap out the hook on that. Tie my own assist cord, get a bigger J-hook on there, but still one single J-hook on the top is all I like. That's my preference.
On the top.
I think one single J, yes, on the top of it. Just how it comes rigged in the package, I'll fish that for fish under, basically I've caught them over 200 pounds on it, but under 200 pounds I say that's ideal, that's perfect. hook is strong and it's still big enough to catch in the corner of the mouth there. But for fish over that size, or even if there's consistent 200 pounders around, I'll swap that J hook out for a little longer assist cord and a bigger J hook. And same thing on that solid ring to a split ring, the split ring that's on there. And then I tie a barrel swivel onto my leader and put the barrel swivel onto the split ring there. That's a big thing because it prevents the jig from twisting my line up. I love having a swivel on there.
On the top?
Yes, yep, right to the split ring that's on the top of the jig. So on the top of the jig, there's a split ring to a solid ring, and then on the solid ring is the hook. That's
gotcha.
Perfect, and then I just add a barrel swivel. Say I use a Spro 230-pound barrel swivel all the time to that split ring, and then I tie to that swivel.
And that's for giants, too?
Yeah. Yep. Wow. Like I said, I'll go to a bigger hook. There's so many different hook options. It depends on the scenario, but just same shape hook that's on the shimmer fall now. Just tie it with I buy a assist cord, tie a hook on, put it onto that solid ring that's on there, and fish that for giants. Yep.
Wow. I can't even imagine, right? Pulling on a 600 pounder on a jig. It's like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
It's like unbelievable.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem real.
No.
But it is real, right, Max?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, there's plenty of people out here that do it. People call it crazy, and it really is crazy, obviously. But the gear has come so far, it's somewhat normal now to see fish over 400, 500 pounds being caught on spinning gear. It's not a feat like it was even definitely 10 years ago. It was a feat, but now it's normal.
Yeah, well, the Shimano gear has become so, so much better. The spinning gear, the Stella, the big Stellas and stuff like that, and the rods, it's unbelievable.
Yeah. That's crazy stuff for sure. Max, hold tight. We're at the top of the hour break. We're going to be right back with Brad and Nelson and Max DeSfoto from the East Coast. We're going to return on Let's Talk at the BAP 97.3 The Fan, YouTube, Facebook Live.
Hayaguay Safaris, formerly Queen Charlotte Safaris, invites you to experience the magic of the Hayaguay Islands, British Columbia, Canada. Hi, I'm Valerie Hopebridge. 25 years ago, I fell in love with these incredible islands, the breathtaking scenery, the warm community, and the truly phenomenal fishing. That passion inspired me to open my own fishing lodge, just steps from the Sandspit Harbor at Hayaguay Safaris. You will be fishing in pristine, pressured waters for Chinook, King Salmon, Halibut, Lingcod, and much more. Plus, be surrounded by untouched beauty. We pride ourselves on creating an unforgettable venture that turns first-time guests into lifetime friends. You will come for the fishing, and you will come back for the memories. We are booking now. Call us at 1-877-815-2892 or visit our website, qcsafaris.com. Find us on Facebook and Instagram. Hayaguay Safaris, where adventure and friendship meet.
Anyone that's been to the East Cape knows Smokey's Curing Company Cantina, the best food and drink in Los Barriles, and a fun place to hang out and watch your favorite sporting event. If you're lucky, you probably had Smokey's process your fish to take home. Their quality and service is top-notch. You'll see me at Smokey's Cantina hanging out with the owner, Chris, and my buddies when fishing in the East Cape. And we always send our fish to be processed at Smokey's, too. Now Chris has added one of the finest boats in the East Cape available for you to charter for a day or more of fishing. Vaquera. It's an immaculate 35 Cabo with a sea keeper and Captain Diego Romero, one of Baja's best. If you're looking for a great charter boat when fishing at Palmas, Playa, or other resorts, Vaquera, booked at BajaSmokies.com, should be your choice. So, when you're headed to the East Cape, be sure to stop by Smokey's Curing Company Cantina. Send your fish to be processed there and fish aboard the 35 Cabo Vaquera. Check BajaSmokies.com for more detail.
Hey guys, this is Ali Husseini from Local Knowledge and BD Outdoors. I'm a lucky guy in so many ways, and one thing I'm really grateful for is my little brother, Yosef. Yosef is not only a fellow angler, but he's also an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find the ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free no-obligation evaluation online now by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. That's SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address, and you'll You'll get a home value report immediately sent to your email. No pressure, no obligations, just answers. Yosef is the SoCal real estate go-to guy. He's helped me and so many of my fellow fishing buddies find what they're looking for in a home. He knows anglers and he understands the real estate market. Not only that, but he's also a really nice guy. How many brothers can you say that about? Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and find out where you stand in the real estate market, and then get with Yosef and find your ultimate home. Again, go to SoCalHomeEval.com and we'll see you on the water.